Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 298 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I'm going to talk a little Boiler Room Theater and their pressure cooker, which is an embrace of new work, new musicals to be precise. So it's kind of exciting. We had Playhouse, 10-minute Playhouse evolving into Playhouse Nashville last week, and now we have Boiler Room giving new voice to new musical writers. So it's going to be pretty exciting, and we're going to get right into that discussion after these brief messages. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the hosting donations accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet. Yet I ask you to take time
to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them, and they don't all play, in the gutter, of course.
Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show.
They may look at you funny,
but that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's time once again for some deep fried theater!
All right, so here we go. The Boiler Room Theater is doing a pressure cooker. I guess it's maybe their official second one. They did one last, earlier this year, rather, about creating a... They showcased 10-minute musicals, and I guess they've upped the ante. So they have Pressure Cooker Crooker 2, which runs September 20th through September 22nd. And basically what that is it's going to be three musicals... presented one musical each night, and they're going to be rated by audience and some industry professional folk types. There's going to be a 10-minute talk back with judges giving feedback and critiques and having question and answers from the audience to the authors, to the composers. So Nashville, again, is showing a great embrace of new work, which I think is really exciting. So it's sort of a competition. So basically what will happen is you have these three musicals. They will be discussed. They will give feedback. And I guess voted on in a manner of speaking. And whatever winner there will be will get a full production in next season at Boiler Room Theater down in Franklin. So that's really, really cool. Show dates will be of the winner's production will be March 21st through the 23rd. In the year 2013, which is coming up not too long away. So there are three contestants. Thursday, September 20th, the musical City of Light by Michael McFadden. It will be on Thursday night. Friday night will be Happily Ever After ... by Janet McMahon. McMahon. I don't know. I'll say it four different ways, and hopefully one of them I'll get it right. So my apologies there. Saturday, 9:22, will be Umbrella by Steve Leslie. So again, each night they'll give these productions, essentially a staged reading, singing kind of deal, and they'll get feedback, and then we'll get comments, and ultimately we'll decide a winner. Now again, it is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, September 20th, 21st, 22nd. Curtain is at 8 p.m. each night. Now from what I've gathered, the judges may shift, but initially they were going to be playwrights Jim Rayland and Ted Swinley. All the area critics here in Nashville, Amy Prof. Stumpfel, Evans Donnell, Martin Brady, Jeffrey Ellis. We're going to have some artistic director's input, Mariana Clark from the Tennessee Women's Theater Project, and of course, Boiler Room Theater's AD Jamie Green and Boiler Room Theater's Managing Director Corbin Green are going to sit in and give some feedback. So that's kind of really cool. I just kind of came across this. Jeff Ellis of Broadway World kind of had a link to it, and of course, Boiler Room's made a big deal about it on Facebook, in their Facebook group. So it's pretty exciting. I'm very excited about the continued embrace and the nourishment and nurture of new work here in the Mid-State area, and I think it's really cool. Now, this is going to be an ongoing process, so BRT is accepting submissions for next year. So if you are a writer of musicals or author of books of musicals for Pressure Cooker, and you're interested in getting your voice out there for Pressure Cooker 2013, you need to send bios, plot synopsis, and three representative songs in the MP3 format to Pressure Cooker Submit at BoilerRoomTheater.com. Now, I'll have all that information listed on the show notes page of this particular episode. So again, Nashville is out embracing new work, and this time, new musicals. Thursday, September 20th, Friday, September 21st, and Saturday, September 22nd, all at 8 p.m. Tickets, I think, are $15, but I don't have that information right in front of me. But I'll have links to pertinent information on the Inexplicable Dumb Show page. The three contestants again are City of Light, Happily Ever After, .. and Umbrella. So get out, celebrate new work, celebrate new musicals, new songs. What a great way to get Nashville kind of back again, sort of new artists in Music City, so to speak, out in the limelight. So hey, we've got this exciting stuff. Sorry, it's going to be a short episode this week, but let's wrap this puppy up. Hey actors, want to set up a website that is not a Facebook account? Yeah, use your name as your domain name. Check out DreamHost. It's easy to set up, and because you are a listener of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, you get a special treat. That's right. Go to www.dreamhost.com and enter this special code, IDS, all caps. You will receive two domain names with your web hosting package purchased from DreamHost. But only if you use the promo code IDS. And remember to use all caps on that. Just another way you get buzzed by the Inexplicable Dumb Show. All right, so that's it. I'd like to give congratulations to the composers and authors of the three musicals that are up. Again, Michael Mafadyen, Janet McMahon, and Steve Leslie. Again, if I've butchered your names, I humbly apologize. But kudos for the opportunity that is presented to you by Boiler Room Theater and the arts community, the theater community of Nashville. Again, very exciting times. Good deal. Of course, as always, the Desperate Hours are coming upon us very soon. So I just got to get my little self plug out there. And Desperate Hours is, of course, at the Street Theater Company. Also, big news, we are about to hit episode 300. And again, I think that's a major undertaking and well worth celebrating. So, if you want to be part of the celebration, send me a voicemail. Call 615-866-1282 and give me some congratulations, some well wishes, or whatever. Some positive vibes, I don't know. But if you want to be part of the celebration here on the Inexplicable Dumb Show, give me a shout out. I'll put it on episode 300. Also, if you want to get a comment on this episode, call 615-866-1282 or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Up in the next coming weeks, we're going to hear from Red Mountain Theater Company, and we're going to hopefully, it's a long time coming, but cross paths, we're going to chat back and revisit our playwright in residence, I guess, loosely based, But a friend of the show for a long time, Christopher Diaz, hopefully in the next couple of weeks we're going to get him in and chat about what's going on in his little busy world. So lots of things going on here. Go out and see some theater. Until next week, hey, I'll see you. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at Magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnitude. We are not evil.
Blueberry. This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.